Hopefully during this time out for our whole society, you have really been trying to develop better spiritual habits in your own personal life as well as in your home. And one of the activities that is paramount in us getting through any kind of difficulty and for our own spiritual growth is the activity of prayer. When we let down this activity of prayer, when we diminish this activity of prayer, it affects every aspect of our spiritual lives. And so at this time when our country is going through such difficulty, this ought to be the time when God's people really step up to the plate when it comes to interceding on behalf of our nation. Again, God is not ignorant of this. This didn't catch God by surprise. This was part of his divine plan to draw the multitudes of lost to himself and to encourage his people to get on the stick and do the job we were called to do. And so prayer is a vital part of every Christian's life. And so tonight what I want us to do is look at prayer in the life of David. I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles, please, to Psalm 142. Psalm 142. Follow with me, please, as I read this psalm. Psalm 142, beginning in verse 1. David said, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me." What we have in Psalm 142 is a declaration by David of really two opposing realities. And these realities are reconciled by David's confidence in the Lord. In this passage, David expands on his particular trials while at the same time magnifying the greatness of God. And folks, you can only do that when you are trusting in the Lord, when God is your confidence. And that's what we see in David's life here. Now, the title of this psalm kind of paints a picture for us of David's circumstances. Right underneath Psalm 142, it says, "A maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave." A prayer when he was in the cave. And we believe that what he's referring to here is the cave of Adullam. That seemed to be a very favorite place for David to run to as he was running for his life from King Saul. And at this time in his life, he was experiencing some real squeezing in his own life. But notice some of his complaints here. In verse 3, it says that he was overwhelmed in his spirit. He believed that he was at the point of emotional collapse, as well as, in verse 3, constant danger of falling into the enemy's snare. So David was in rough shape here. Emotionally, he was distraught. In verse 4, he felt destitute of even his friends. There was nobody around him. He couldn't find anybody that cared for him. Verse 6, he was so depressed. Look at him. He says, "I am brought very low." He was brought very low in his life. Have you ever felt exhausted because of the circumstances you're in? And I'm talking about an exhaustion that just comes from the stress, the oppression of a circumstance. Here, David is just so weary from those who are following after him, those that are persecuting him. His circumstances were so heavy that he became very, very low spiritually. He really feels, verse 7, like he is in prison in this cave with Saul's men surrounding him, keeping him there. And you know, folks, when distresses and difficulties surround us on all sides, doesn't it seem like we're in a prison? In an effort to find release from a particular circumstance, what happens is we tend to look around for an escape. But oftentimes, everywhere we look, all we see is walls. Especially now, if you've quarantined yourself, if you've hunkered down, if you've gone into lockdown in your home, that may be all you see is just the walls around you. And they're preventing you from getting to a peaceful place. That's what our circumstances will do oftentimes. And what happens is we feel trapped. And when we feel trapped, then that feeling moves us to some sort of action. And listen, folks, if we haven't purposed ahead of time what that action will be, then we could allow ourselves to be pushed into despondency. We could be pushed into turmoil into our lives. And you know what? Some people do that. Some people just focus on their circumstances and they allow those circumstances to control them and they lead mediocre Christian lives. Some of them even lead miserable Christian lives. What kind of a testimony is that for the Lord? But David tells us what he did when he experienced those cave-like situations. Look at what he says in verse 1. He says, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication." So here's David, and he is verbally and somewhat loudly shrieking out to the Lord in desperation. There was no other place to turn. So he lifted up his eyes heavenward and called unto God with a great fervency. You know what, folks, there is a time when this is just absolutely necessary and absolutely appropriate. You know, I know that there are some folks that say, well, I would never pray louder than a whisper. But I'll tell you, there are some times when the pressure of our circumstances and really the urgency of the need that we're experiencing merit extreme measures when we come before the Lord. That's when elegance goes out the window. That's when a clear speech goes out the window. That's just when our hearts cry out to God because of our need. And what we need to learn is that our one resource, our one refuge in those times is the Lord. We've got to believe that. David cried to the Lord, and look at what he said in verse 2. He said, "I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble." That word complaint simply means to just speak what's on your heart, to pour out what is in your heart. He wasn't complaining about God. But here David was full of care and he poured it out before the Lord. His circumstances were such that it just filled him with great anxiety. And he willingly and rightfully poured all of that out before the Lord. He unburdened his soul before the throne of grace. And isn't that what Peter exhorts us to do? In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, we're commanded, "Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Now, folks, is that not a wonderful attribute of God? Not just that he knows about our cares, but that he looks upon each of those cares as his own personal care. He cares about your cares. Folks, try to grasp David's words in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 17, where he acknowledges, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." Folks, this has got to be a source of unspeakable comfort. Imagine being the object of the Lord's thoughts. That the Lord would actually think on us is amazing. So here's David. He pours out his burdens to the Lord. And look at the confidence that he has in verse 3. He says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." You know, Psalm 1:6 says that God knoweth the way of the righteous. He knoweth our way. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 lets us know that God is the one who sets the race before us. He is the one that directs our way. And with that understanding, we can cry unto the Lord with a confidence like David did. You know, Job testified of this also in Job chapter 23 and verse 10, where he said this. He said, "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." You see, folks, God has a plan for every path that he leads us down. And if you're a believer, you've got to understand that it is God leading you down this path. He has you securely in his hand. And he wants to get you from point A to point B. And if you'll trust in him, you'll be victorious through it. But see, sometimes these paths lead us right into a cave. You know, one day it seems like we're walking through fields of wildflowers and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, the flowers are beautiful. And the next we see, we find ourselves in darkness, in the dampness of some difficult circumstance. We need to keep in mind that although our circumstances do change, God's presence never changes. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he directs them for his glory and for our good. David was assured of these truths, and so he could pray as he states in verse 5. He says, "I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." You know, folks, we are encountering now, and we are going to encounter situations where the rains are going to fall. The rains are going to fall. The floods are going to rise up. The winds are going to blow harshly in our lives. And what we need in times like that is a shelter, a refuge, not from the circumstances, but from the anxiety that they bring. The fear and the uncertainty that comes with these circumstances, we need a refuge to escape those things. We need to be able to say like David in confidence, "O Lord, thou art my refuge. Thou art my hiding place." And notice David's last statement in verse 5. He says, "Thou art my portion in the land of the living." Now, portion here refers to an inheritance. You know, many families have depended on their part of a relative's wealth to ensure their own comfortable life. They put their whole future in the expectation of that portion. But a hard truth, living in the land of the living, is that earthly inheritances aren't always a guarantee. Many a person has put the hope of their future on an expected portion that they thought they were going to receive, only to be disappointed by an unexpected change of plans. Maybe that's happened to you. Maybe that is happening to you. David here, though, knew that he would never be disappointed with God as his portion, with God as his inheritance. Folks, you can count on it. If God is your inheritance, it is something you will constantly receive. It will never be taken away, because God is faithful in all these things. Now, hopefully in a few moments, if you haven't already gone together to pray, you'll be entering the refuge of communion with the Lord in prayer. Hopefully I've already sent to you some prayer requests for you and your family or whoever you may be with now. We'll take time to pray together about. Let the Lord tonight be your refuge. Let the Lord tonight be your portion. And don't fret what tomorrow may bring, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, we will keep in touch with regard to the future. When we find out things about us meeting, we'll pass those things on. Hopefully you will tune in this coming Sunday, as we will have services. We'll be live streaming again Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And remember, though, get your directories out. Remember to pray for one another. You may not know specific needs, but God knows. And again, maybe you can be an encouragement to someone who may have been drifting away from the Lord. But at the same time, even while you're home, be praying for those that need to be saved. Be praying for one person, that God would bring one person into your life that you could be a testimony to, that we might see them saved. God is still working even though we're on lockdown, and he wants us to grow through this time. Let's pray. Lord, again, we ask thee to bless our time. Help us to honor thee, Father, in all that we say, in all that we do. I pray, Lord, that thou wouldst keep this body of believers strong in thee. Help us not, Lord, to grow weary in well-doing. But I pray, Father, that we would honor thee through it all. We love thee, we need thee, and we ask these things in Jesus' marvelous name. Amen.